The federal government is allowing Northeast dairy co-ops to dump milk if they can't find a market. It's another sign of a chronic milk glut that's forced down prices paid to farmers. VPR's John Dillon reports.
Nobody likes to dump milk, but sometimes it's necessary, says Bob Wellington with Agrimark, New England's largest dairy co-op.
It's a horrible, horrible image, and we've worked hard to try to see if there's some way we can get that milk processed, at the very least to donate it. The problem is there's no plant at all to process it.
Wellington is a dairy economist and senior vice president of Agrimark. He says two kinds of dumping occur. In one scenario, milk is trucked to a processing plant and the cream is removed to make butter. But the skim milk that's left is sometimes dumped because, Wellington says, the plants don't have the capacity to make the product into powder that can be stored long term. This happened recently with Agrimark. A dryer at its processing plant in West Springfield, Massachusetts, was broken, and the plant couldn't meet demand.
So we had to dump a small amount of milk because of that.
The second kind of dumping was authorized recently by the Federal Milk Market Administrator, who sets regional wholesale prices. That order, which is effective through July 15, permits milk to be dumped at the farm, yet farmers can still get paid for it.
What happens in most cases is a truck would go in, take the milk out of the bulk tank so they can measure how much is there, and literally probably just go around the other end of the farm and dump it in the manure pit.
It's not clear how much milk has been discarded in Vermont or in the Northeast. The market administrator tracks what's called dumpage, but that includes spoiled milk, milk that's lost in an accident, or milk that's made into animal feed. In 2017, the dumpage totaled 170 million pounds of milk, up from the 119 million pounds in 2015. Milk production in the Northeast rose 1.8% last year compared to 2016 and is down slightly so far this year. Meanwhile, demand for fluid milk declined slightly. Bob Wellington of Agrimark says the problem is not too much milk, but rather too little processing capacity to make the fluid milk into powder. But Sheldon dairy farmer Bill Rowell disagrees. Rowell says if milk is being dumped, then farmers need to cap their production.
The farmers have nothing for a tool to manage their supply, and if the farmers produce more milk than the processors can handle, the milk has to go somewhere. Where does it go? At times it goes in the manure pits, and that's a waste of farm assets. If you're told to become more efficient, the first place I would look for an efficiency would be to stop dumping milk.
Rowell wants to see a supply management system that puts limits on how much milk a farm can make. But supply management is a tough sell in Congress, and even among dairy co-ops, which represent farmers. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm John Dillon.